What's up? It's me, Ambrose WB, and this is the Fit for Purpose podcast with Ambrose WB. I really want to say thank you for everyone last week who joined in. I got a lot of text messages, a couple of phone calls. Super dope. I appreciate it. Gave me the I guess energy to keep doing this, right? So today, again, gonna keep it short and sweet, less than 5 minutes. Lots of things came up last week or this week, themes, and talked to lots of people. Been having lots of consultations this past week, and I really came across two types of people that are looking for help with their health and their fitness. And one person is a person that wants to improve their health, improve their performance, or improve their body composition. I'll say that's a certain type of person. They might be going for one, might be going for all three of those. You can picture those three things being in a Venn diagram, three overlaying circles where they meet in the middle. Again, that's health, that's body composition, body fat. People use the word tone or toning up. And also, sorry, health, body composition, and performance. Performance is the last one. Max in the gym, that could be playing a sport, that could be just doing the work that you do every day, it could be playing with your children. Performance is, pretty general. That's one type of person. The other type of person is a person that wants to be sore, sweaty, and tired. Sore, sweaty, and tired. And that's going to be a little bit of my focus today, is that type of a person, because it's find it very interesting. And I got a little story to share to illustrate this. I had a phone call yesterday with a good buddy of mine who is a beast. He's a monster in the gym. He's a super dope athlete. His thing is endurance events, which, if you don't know, takes beyond the mental toughness capacity than the average gym goer. Doing 100-mile races over 2 or 3 days. Really good athlete. And believe it or not, this guy, my buddy, my friend, he likes the sore, sweaty, and tired. So he's at a new gym. He invested over $200 in this gym. And right away, I knew it wasn't just a gym. It had to be coaching involved, because that's around the price tag of coaching. A good coach, I would think. And then he says to me, "Hey, man, hey, how you like it? How you like the gym?" He's like, "I don't know. Something's just not right. I'm not sure if I'm gonna stay." I go, "What's happening?" No, my question right away is, "What are your results?" "Well, I'm stronger, but I just don't leave there feeling like I did much." And he says, "I know that sounds weird, but when I was in Milwaukee training, I got my ass kicked. I left the gym exhausted." And I'm like, "Ha." He wants to be sore, sweaty, and tired. Nothing is wrong with that. But if your goal is to be healthier, if your goal is to drop your body fat, if your goal is to increase your strength, being sore, sweaty, and tired might have you messed up in 2018 and moving forward. It does work for certain people, doesn't work for most people. So just realize, man, you gotta earn the ability to work hard. Anyone can give you a workout, right? So we're talking about levels to this now. The levels, I think that might be the title, levels to this. The level is like a workout. You can give me a workout. That's easy, right? Training, there's lots of trainers, right? That guy had a trainer here. Trainer's gonna put you through something with a little bit more knowledge. Coaching, though, is when someone can pull it out of you, give you the platform. Think about a basketball coach or a soccer coach, a business coach. They give you the platform, and then you put in the work, and their job is to guide you. Right, so just think about that as you move forward. What are you wanting to do? Usually, it's getting healthy and getting fit. And then think about why you want to be sore, sweaty, and tired. I know you might think it equates to better health and better outcomes. That's a mental mindset. That's a mindset shift that needs to happen if you want to do this thing for a long time and do it well. So it's about 15 seconds left, I believe. I got to figure out how to do this for a little bit longer. But that's today's recording. It's Amherst WB. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.